Well, this is the answer to those who are not sure if we should use the regular Rabbi Yehoshua Fess, director of Nefesh B'Nefesh theme song, for other Nefesh B'Nefesh discussions or not. That's the great debate, whether we use the Making Aliyah Today theme for others who are discussing the great topic of Aliyah from Nefesh B'Nefesh or not. So we have a compromise, and that is, of course, Schlock Rock, Lenny Solomon, and his title track to We're Coming Back from his original music series. Another selection that we've chosen to demonstrate the beauty and the amazing act of Aliyah. And many have undertaken that very same act. On July the 6th, yesterday, it must have been quite a scene at Kennedy Airport in New York when the first group flight of the summer took off with hundreds of people, many, many families, all ready to settle in the Holy Land. Today, July 7th, 2009, on the 15th of Tammuz, our very own Chief of Staff, Yigal Siegel, was there as an eyewitness, as an ear witness to the amazing celebration when these hundreds of people and all these families landed in Israel and were greeted by the Nefesh B'Nefesh staff in Israel and started out laying down roots and establishing their brand new life in the Holy Land, just like our Chief of Staff did about 4 years ago. Yigal Siegel, welcome back to JM in the AM.
Boker Tov.
Boker Or. Although for you it's probably afternoon, I would suspect.
It feels like it's nighttime here.
What time did that flight land from Kennedy?
Flight landed around 7:35 our time.
7:35 this morning. About yes. 7 hours ago. And what was it like? What was it like being at one of these gatherings now that you are a full-fledged resident of Jerusalem?
It's always exciting to be there when New Olim come. I mean, as tired as they are and as difficult as the traveling was, whether with family, without family, whatever it is, you're coming alone, you're coming with a large family, it's just has such a sense of excitement and it's a great feeling just to see their faces when they come off the plane.
And this is in fact the first group flight of the season, right?
This is the first charter flight of the season.
Oh, first charter. I kept using the word group. This was actually a complete chartered plane.
Correct.
Wow.
232 Olim.
Boy, oh boy.
The youngest Olena was 7 weeks old.
Wow. Do you know what, Eric?
83.
Say it again?
I'm sorry. The oldest was 83.
The 7-week-old was coming from what neighborhood in the United States? Do you know?
I don't know that. I'm sorry.
So 7 weeks to 83 years old moving to Israel. Pretty amazing. And every one of these flights includes people who are heading straight to the Israeli army. And, of course, folks that are going to different areas of Israel, including the northern part of Israel, right? Aren't there some that are heading up there?
Yes, the Go North program is working very well. People are moving up to the north. In fact, I just met someone today who is moving to Chispin, which is in the Golan.
It's pretty high up there.
Yeah, that's pretty much as high as you can get, I think. you know, there was a very interesting family on this plane today. The Zoller family of Staten Island, you might remember them. It was around 3 years ago that they had a little baby who they named Gilad because it was a week after, their baby was born a week after Gilad Shalit was captured.
Right, we mentioned the Zellers yesterday. We gave them a big mazel tov.
Right, so he just celebrated his birthday last week, his third birthday.
Wow.
And we're hoping that he'll be able to meet Gilad Shalit hopefully soon.
Yeah, exactly. Again, Gilad Shalit in the headlines about the rumors surrounding his what will hopefully be a very soon release. 20 minutes before the hour, it's Yigal Siegel from Israel, just back from Ben-Gurion Airport. Has a lot changed regarding the process in the airport, or it's the same as you remember from 4 years back?
4 years ago, the ceremony took place in an actual airplane hangar. Since the Terminal 3 was built, and that's the new terminal that everyone comes in and out of, in Ben-Gurion. So the old Terminal 1, which everyone remembers, that's where you had to take a bus from the plane to get to the terminal. So that's basically become Nefesh B'Nefesh Central.
Oh, wow.
They have the entire terminal there. The baggage comes there. Everything, you know, all the ceremony, everything takes place in that terminal. And it just makes things a lot easier. All the taxis leave from there. Basically, all the processing, everything that has to be done that wasn't done on the plane, which is basically just one step, is done in Terminal 1. So it really makes it a lot nicer and a lot easier.
So there really is only one thing that an Olen and his or her family have to do in that airport?
when they come off the plane after the ceremony, so one member of the family goes upstairs in the airport to Misrat HaKlita, and they receive the their cash payment from the government and their Tudat Oleh, and then in a few days they'll receive their Tudat Zayush in the Nefesh B'Nefesh office.
And that is it?
Yep.
What do you think's going on right now? What do you think's happening in the new homes or in the temporary homes that people are in for the last few hours?
Based on my experience?
Yeah. Bedlam.
Everyone's sleeping.
Try to get some rest.
Oh, man, I remember that. I think the whole family just fell asleep when we were at our cousin's house, and then we just fell asleep everywhere in the house. It was unbelievable. But I assume there are people still traveling. My ride left around 11:30 Israeli time. Most of the people were out of the airport. Just a couple of families were just still getting into their taxis. So by now, I would say that everyone's pretty much settled in where they're going. And as Rabbi Fass mentioned in his speech today, you know, by Shabbos, everyone will wake up and figure out that they're here.
Who are the designated guest speakers today?
Well, today the new Minister of Absorption, her name is Sofa Landver, who it seems has been a friend of Nefesh B'Nefesh's for many years. So she spoke, and Natan Sharansky, the new chairman of the Jewish Agency, and of course we know Natan Sharansky from many other hats that he's worn and over the years. So he spoke, and there were the head of El Al was there, another minister, I think the Minister of Transportation, his name is Katz, he was there. So, you know, there was definitely a lot of. They always have a lot of VIPs who come to visit to see the people come in. It was like as always, very exciting.
And music, band, all that stuff.
100%, sure.
Unbelievable.
In fact, you can ask Matthias Weingast, who called me during the ceremony. He was watching the webcast. If people go to nbn.org.il, you can. I think they're rebroadcasting the webcast sometime this afternoon. But you could see, I think Matis was, in fact, he sent me a picture of myself from the webcast.
Oh, so you saw it, because I emailed that to you this morning. I was wondering if you saw it.
Oh, you emailed it?
Yeah, I emailed that to you. Oh, boy, that's funny. Yeah, but which begs the other question, does Matis ever sleep?
Yeah,
there were a couple other people that, well, at least one other, I should say, that was in touch with us. I forwarded that email to you, so obviously people recognized you over there on the camera. I wish we would have spent more time in advance letting people know, especially now. It seems that especially toward the beginning of July, people have a little bit more time off. They may be relaxed in front of their computer a little bit more often because of the increased downtime during the beginning of the summer. We really should have given more attention in advance to the fact that people could watch this live and see the entire celebration as it's happening. Is that going to be the case with every single flight this time around?
Yeah, every charter flight will be broadcast by webcam.
Do we have it? The list of charter flights? Do we have it anywhere?
Yeah, the next charter flight that's coming in is leaves JFK on August 3rd.
Okay.
And
I think PC guy's on that flight.
Yes, he is. I just spoke to him yesterday. He is on that flight. And
that's going to be broadcast.
That's going to be broadcast, and I believe the next one after that is on August 18th.
Wow.
That leaves from JFK approximately the same time, I believe. So usually if the planes do come in around between 7 and 8 a.m. in Israel, it's not so crazy to stay up, you know, till midnight, 1 a.m., at least for people who don't have to get up when you get up. But and it's really very exciting to see. I mean, just the families who come to. I got to the airport this morning around 7, and already there were grandchildren of Olim and grandparents of Olim, and just everyone was very much anticipating their arrival in the next few minutes. It was really very exciting.
Yigal Siegel back from Ben Gurion Airport. The charter flight has landed in Israel. The rebroadcast, according to there it is. The rebroadcast is going on now as I speak.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. In fact, that guy looks very familiar. He made Aliyah? Wow.
If it's someone named Pomerantz, they send regards.
That's funny. Oh, and I see they gave out some great Nefesh B'Nefesh paraphernalia over there, the caps and shirts and everything.
Well, they do that for every year. That's the only reason some people make Aliyah now. To get the free cap.
The Nefesh B'Nefesh offers an opportunity for those outside of family members who want to participate in the celebration in Ben-Gurion to just register and come on down. I assume that's how it works, right? People can register and then show their ID or whatever the process is once they get to the airport. Do you see a lot of non-family members still participating in all this? Is there that much excitement in the Israeli Jewish community where people are just coming out to the airport to participate and see what's happening?
It's really amazing how many people come. Just either they have absolutely no one special that they're meeting outside, just, you know,
right,
that they want to take part in it. A few listeners to Jam and AM were there.
Wow.
Who send regards to, who recognize the chief of staff. And there were a lot of listeners, by the way, who are probably listening right now. They listen over the web. So unreal. But a lot of people are coming to these events, and it's a lot of fun. It's something that the Olim very much appreciated. You know, when they come off the plane, and not just seeing the people that they know and they love, but just seeing, you know, just you know, their regular fellow Olim who, you know, have come here, or even not Olim, people who've been here for many, many years. You know, just an Israeli lady came over to me. She was standing next to me. She came just because she heard about it. She just wanted to be there when Olim came. This is a lady who's been living here her whole life. So it was just it's a very nice thing to participate.
It must help those who've been living there, you know, for so many years to come and, you know, experience the spirit and, you know, cry and celebrate along with everybody as these you know, as the new Olim are coming in. It must be a good burst of you know, Zionism and pride. And obviously, when one lives anywhere for quite a while, you know, things can become a little bit mundane or, you know, typical or usual. This must help, you know, get people really energized.
Yeah, the cab driver that we had this morning at around 6 o'clock, he had already heard on the news. Since I think he lived in Kiryat Arba, so he was up since 5 a.m. He was listening on the news to the 232 Olim who were coming, and we were driving past Modi'in. He puts his hand down and he says, you see what they're coming to? Such a beautiful country.
It makes the news in Israel?
It's a very big thing here. Yeah, sure.
Hey, how soon after you moved, which was August of 05, how many weeks later did you already become a consultant? How many weeks later were people asking you about advice? You know, somebody had already done it, you know, what they should do, how they should do it. I would assume that happened almost immediately, right?
I think with me, just because, you know, people heard me speak on the radio about it and stuff, so maybe that, you know, that's how they got messages from me in terms of what to do. But in general, with Nefesh B'Nefesh, I mean, you really don't have to be an expert. They have so many people here on staff.
Don't people who are considering Aliyah want to speak to someone like you who's gone through it and done it? I'm not talking about the nuts and bolts, just the, you know, trying to figure out, you know, I want to speak to someone who's just been through it because, I don't know, is it as scary as I think, as worrisome as I think? Is it, you know,
I think that there are a lot of Olim who have different perspectives. They come from different family situations that people want to know, you know, if they have little kids, they have kids who are teenagers.
Right.
They come as retirees, they come as doctors, they come as lawyers. You know, everyone has a different perspective and a different, you know, question to ask. I mean, there's some people who came here who are looking immediately to buy a house. There's some people who already bought a place a couple of years ago. And you know, everyone is coming from a different situation. Everyone has different questions. So, you know, you're right, not just Nefesh B'Nefesh, but there definitely a lot of people they can speak to now. There's over 21,000 Olim that have come with Nefesh B'Nefesh.
Wow.
Over the last, what is it, since 2002.
Unbelievable.
So, the whole by the way, I just want you to know that there were 7 dogs on the plane today. And 1 cat, who I met, by the way.
I hope they didn't put the cat near the dogs. Do they make special travel arrangements to make sure there's no infighting on board?
I tell you, it's not a simple thing to bring a pet to Israel. You really have to love your pet to be able to bring him to Israel.
Wow. Well, hey, for a lot of people, they're full-fledged family members, right?
That's right.
They got to take them along with them, and hopefully they'll have plenty of room to roam around at their brand-new home, wherever it may be in the Holy Land. Well, pretty amazing. Send our best to Rabbi Yehoshua Fass and the incredible staff. I know you're in constant contact with them. Was there a moment in the celebration today that you'll never forget, or it wasn't one of those days that had one of those outstanding moments outside of meeting the cat?
I think, you know, for me, yeah, since, I mean, Anytime I see Natan Sharansky,
right,
you know, standing up there by a microphone, it reminds me of the days you remember.
Yep.
Of us standing with the SSSJ, Student Struggle for Soviet Jury, with our frostbitten hands holding the menorah when Avital Sharansky was speaking on his behalf, and
right,
just thinking that the guy would never get out. I mean, like, you know, and Baruch Hashem, here he is. He's the chairman of the Jewish Agency of Israel. He's speaking to Olim. He's telling Olim that, you know, Israel needs them to bring their expertise, to bring their knowledge from outside. You know, it's, you know, Diaspora Jewry has done so much for shaping this country for the better. So it's just a very powerful, powerful statement when you see someone like him stand up there and welcome the Olim. And,
he spoke in English, Hebrew, or both?
Perfect English.
Wow. Incredible.
Yeah, it's just so to me that's always a highlight, and
yeah, don't blame
I think
you.
We're looking. I think we all look forward to seeing great things from him working with the Jewish Agency.
Unreal, Yigal, fantastic. I'm glad you were there, and for those who saw you on the video, I'm sure they were thrilled to see you. And those of you, and we'll remind everyone as we get closer to the next charter flight about the live video. But you can check out nbn.org.il to see the replay of what happened just a few hours ago in Ben-Gurion Airport. The next charter flight coming up August 3rd, but there are other group flights happening throughout the entire month of July, all through the summer, as thousands, again, will use 2009 as the year to move from the diaspora to the Holy Land. nbn.org.il, 866-4-ALIYAH. Yigal Siegel, Kol HaKavod, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
All right, thanks, Bob.